we are absolutely delighted, myself and my two daughters. This is what we've been working for the last 2.5 years since losing Jimmy. We live in Ireland, and there's been a ban here on legal highs since 2010. So when Jimmy got hold of one of these legal highs, it shocked me, because I thought, you know, they would have been banned in England prior to them being banned in Ireland.
Nothing can bring Jimmy back and take away all the pain that you have, but does it feel a little bit like something good has come from his death?
It does. Nothing is going to bring him back. And I think that was a realisation sort of for me a few months ago when the ban was first coming into place. I sat there and thought, this doesn't change anything. My son's still not here. And that hit me like a ton of bricks. But it just means his death wasn't completely worthless.
You must feel very proud of the involvement that you've had with it and bringing this about.
Yes, yeah. I mean, we've all worked hard, myself and other campaign groups, and the support we've been given by like friends and family. That's what sort of kept us going and kept us aimed at getting these banned. Trying to just keep Jimmy's memory alive. You know, this is almost my way of keeping him here with me.